This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A tornado watch is in effect until 11 p.m. for the northeast quarter of Colorado, starting with Greeley all the way to the Nebraska and Wyoming borders. That includes Logan, Morgan, Phillips, Sedgwick, Washington, Weld, and Yuma counties. The National Weather Service is also warning that damaging hail, thunderstorms, and tornadoes are possible along the Front Range and on the eastern plains this evening. The heavy metal lead was taken out of automobile fuels decades ago, but leaded fuel is still commonly used for small aircraft. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on a new law aiming to change that.
A recent study by Colorado's health authorities found kids living within a couple miles of an airport had slightly elevated levels of lead in their blood. The tests were still lower than a reference level set by the CDC, but it illustrates a growing concern that small aircraft are spreading lead pollution near Colorado's airports. A new state law will provide $1.5 million per year in grant funding to help those airports switch to unleaded gasoline for small aircraft by the year 2030. Owners of aircraft can also get a tax credit for making the switch. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Police in Colorado Springs shot and killed a man Saturday night they described as suicidal. The man was allegedly shooting a gun in a home and into a nearby neighborhood. According to police, officers requested tactical support, but before it arrived, the man exited the residence with a firearm and police fired. This is CPR News.